Hey, Foggy, when Bill gets here, just let me know, set up his mic and everything. But I just, that Gorf machine has my name all over it, okay? So I'm ready to, play some Gorf when it's done. And boom goes the dynamite, yeah. I'll just go on solo. Old school radio, baby. I know how to do it. I can do it. Class act, you know what I'm saying? All right, thanks, Foggy. Okay, roll it.
Radio X, the talk of Mulberry.
Can I get you gentlemen something more to drink? Or maybe something to nibble on? Some pizza shooters, shrimp poppers, or extreme fajitas?
It's the Lunchtime Show with Bill and Jason, live from the Mulberry Food Court.
I said lunch, not lunch!
Lunchtime show. Good times. Lunchtime show. October 10th, 2007. It is Wednesday. Bionic Wednesday. When is NBC going to drop that anyway? Bionic Wednesday. When it gets canceled? It'd be great if they canceled the show and they still do Bionic Wednesday for no reason. Awesome. Hey, everybody. It's Lunchtime show. APB...
Where is Bill? Where the hell is Bill?
Bill, wake up! I know you're in bed. You got your AM radio set to Talk Radio X right by your bedside. Wake up! It's time for the lunchtime show. I'm here live. What the hell's going on? This is like... Bill and I always talk about this. He's like, one of these times, I'm going to just forget. I'm going to be in bed and go, oh shit! And this is the day! October 10th! Let it be known, the day Bill slept in. No, seriously, I hope Bill's okay. Because I don't think he would do something like that. On purpose. You know what I'm saying? Now, what's even more insane is like, I got to talk to Bill really badly. I'm here in the Mulberry Spaceport arcade here. And I'm doing my show notes. What I'm going to talk about today, different stuff, and I hear the doorbell ring. And Bill told me a couple days ago, we went through this whole thing, like, when is your birthday is like the 10th, right? Or the 9th? And I was like, no. And I was like, he was like, is it the 15th? And I was like, no. And he goes, well, anyway, you're getting your birthday gift next week. So I was like, oh, okay. So the doorbell rings, and it's the FedEx dude with the box. And I'm like, ah, I got my gift, didn't I? Oh, you, Bill. And a couple of weeks ago, I got Bill a birthday gift. I got him two cool Star Wars graphic novels, really kick-ass stuff that I like. And thank God he liked it, because, you know, I just get him what I like. So anyway, I get It's actually one box, and it's got also a manila envelope. So I open the manila envelope first, and it's a 12-month subscription to Xbox Live. And I'm like, huh? I don't have an Xbox. Why would I need a 12-month... Oh, shit. What have you done, Bill? I open the box, and inside is the Halo 3 version of the Xbox 360 with Halo 3. So, Bill got me Halo 3 and an Xbox 360 for my birthday, my 36th birthday. Thank you very much, Bill. And I sat down on my couch and I just stared at it for a second. And I swear to God, I'm an adult man, 36-year-old. I had tears welling up in my eyes. A friend gets you something like that? Are you kidding me? I mean, wow. And Bill's not even here for me to thank him. What the hell? He planned all this. He needed me to stew like this and just... But I'm telling you, I'm overwhelmed. I'm speechless. And I want to know what my wife thinks of this, because she hates me playing video games, PlayStation 2. So what's she going to think about this? And the best thing about Xbox 360 is Halo 3, you can play it in 1080p. And I have a 56-inch 1080p television, and I've never played a video game on it. I'm just kind of speechless. I'm crazy. If my wife is listening, you need to call in. I need to talk to you about this. Bill's an incredible friend, but that is just incredibly generous. And I'm still speechless. I don't know. If anyone wants to call in to talk to me, call 818-935-5132. And we'll talk about where Bill is and how much you love Halo 3. And I've never even played a friggin' Xbox game. I never owned the original Xbox. I'm a PlayStation guy. So my wife bought me a PlayStation 2 the year that came out. She also bought me the original PlayStation. So, I mean, you're starting to think, hey, has Jason ever bought a console for himself? Yes, I have. I bought myself a TurboGrafx-16, and that was the worst purchase a person could ever make, because that thing was obsolete like 2 months later. But I'm just kind of speechless. My birthday's come early this year, because my birthday's on the 26th, but... yeah. Shout out to the Nim chat. Andy says my wife's going to make me send it back. No! Please! Don't make me. Now that's a grown-up toy right there, baby. You know what? I forgot. I almost... There's that zombie game that I wanted to play. So bad. Let me type in the thing on the chat room for you guys, because you keep asking me for the phone number. Hey, anybody calls in, that's nice. There you go. Boom goes the dynamite. Yeah, Dude Rising. Dead Rising. That was the name of that zombie game I wanted to play so bad. You telling me now I can? I don't even know how Xbox Live works. I don't know how any of this stuff works. I'm just a caveman. What are these voices I keep hearing in my headphones? I'm just a caveman. But anyway, that's the news so far today. The other news is Bill is missing, which isn't good. Bill's missed Nowhere Mulberry before, but usually he tells me in advance, like, hey, I've got this family thing or whatever. Never has he missed the lunchtime show, and I'm very worried. Anybody call in if they have a Bill sighting, if anyone has heard from him, anyone knows anything, it'd be much appreciated. And I'm just really worried, especially since, you know, I need to thank him. Still, every moment that goes by, it's like an Xbox 360 is sitting on my table. Yeah, Dead Rising's only $20 now. See, I'm a patient man. I was like, one day, I don't know when it will be, I will play that game. I have no idea, no clue when it'll be, but it'll happen. Oh, man. My daughter's going to love it. She likes watching me play Metal Gear. On Metal Gear, you can eat, like, you can catch snakes and rats and stuff and eat them. She's like, eat a rat, Daddy. And when you eat it, either he'll go, this is delicious, or he'll go, ugh, it's rotten. So she'll tell me, oh, it's rotten, Danny. Eat a snake. And she loves it when I eat a snake or something like that. But, wow. Just boom goes the dynamite. Yes. Dude Rising. I gotta play Dude Rising. What's that game about? Oh, this morning I was getting my daughter ready to school. She's 3 years old, and she literally did the cartoon version of, I was like, come on, it's time to go to school. She goes, I have a really bad cold. And I was like, what? She goes, I have a bad cold. I've been coughing all night. I was like, where did you hear that from? It's amazing what kids can pick up. It was hilarious. 818-935-5132. The phone lines are open here at the Lunchtime Show. Call in. I have some stuff to talk about, but I'm still waiting for Bill. Should I just go on with the show? Some other good news. See, I had some good news already before the doorbell rang, and that was that DirecTV launched some new HD channels. The Food Channel in HD. Hello. It was awesome. I can watch the Barefoot Contessa make me lunch in HD. And it looks good. Yum. Also, that Giada chick who Bill loves. Wanted to talk to him about that, but he's not here. But here's something cool, Andy. You'll like this. MGM HD. Their own channel where they just show MGM movies. I looked on there. Tomorrow, Navy SEALs in HD. Hell yes. Flash Gordon, HD. Yes. Mad Max, HD. Yes. Friday, a double feature from Russia with Love and Goldfinger in HD. How sweet is that? MGM HD. I have a feeling that's going to be one of my favorite channels. Totally awesome. Now I know what a world without Bill is. 818-935-5132. Why is his name calling me? Oh, God. Oh, God. I'm just kidding. So anyway, I missed Heroes this week. Still haven't seen it. Reaper, watched most of it. I got nothing. Has anyone seen the trailer to Jumper with Hayden Christensen? It's Doug Liman, the guy who did Born Identity and Mr. and Mrs. Smith. Jumper, I heard about it. It's basically Hayden Christensen, who's a fantastic actor, and Samuel L. Jackson, who you may know from Snakes on a Plane. Well, the movie is about a dude who can jump, teleport, kind of like Nightcrawler. He can just jump to different places. Nothing can hold him. He can go through walls. He can teleport anywhere he wants. And this trailer, I've never seen so many effects of a trailer in my life, but it shows that he's basically amassed a fortune by stealing money and stuff. He can have whatever he wants at any time. And apparently he's not the only jumper in existence. He meets this other dude who can do it. So what happens is, apparently it looks like Samuel Jackson is the bad guy. I don't know what the hell's going on, if this is based on a series of books, but the trailer looks freaking awesome. I was like, dude, this looks totally cool. It's at jumperthemovie.com if anyone wants to check that out. I think it looks awesome. Really do. I have no idea what it's based on or anything, but no, it's good stuff. But I'm still speechless. Xbox 360. You know how hard it is to even do the show after you get something like that? You want to just hook it up and start playing. Seriously, where the hell is Bill? Anybody any suggestions in the chat room of where Bill is right now, guys? It'd be nice to know. I was really sad to see that Kiefer Sutherland will face jail time for his DUI. I do hope that doesn't interfere with the premiere of 24. I'll be very upset at Kiefer. 30 days in jail. That's what you get if you're on TV, 30 days. Not too bad. I mean, what is he going to do? Like, pick up trash on the side of the road? I mean, if you drive drunk, you do the crime, you do the time, to quote the cliche. You know what I'm saying? What is SmackDown versus Raw, Redler? Why don't you call in and talk to me, Redler? Oh, wait, somebody's calling me. Who's this? Oh, it's an unknown number. I'm sorry. Whoever's calling me, it won't let me answer unknown numbers for some reason. I'm so sorry. Call from a cell phone. Guantanamo Bay is where Bill's at. That is very possible. He's on a milk carton. Yes, yes. It's like Lost. I'm drinking milk, and I'm like, where's Bill? And on the other side, I don't see it, but there's Bill on a milk carton. That could happen. For some reason, Skype won't let me answer unknown calls, so whoever's calling, call on a cell phone or some other kind of line. I don't know. That's the same thing. Andy's phone is not listed, so it won't let me answer. It's crazy. The pizza guy, is that Mr. Pizza Guy from Fast Times? Oh, here, okay, somebody else is calling me. Let's see. Hello?
Hello, this is Brock.
Hey, Brock, what's up?
Hey, man, well, I'm trying to help you bail yourself out. congratulations on the fantastic gift, dude.
I know, what the hell is that? I mean, that's incredible.
That's the most remarkable gift. He is a phenomenal friend. And if he's still alive, I think you should thank him when you hear from him.
I know. Where's Bill?
Yeah, I hear that, man. So, just so you know, this is not completely unexpected. This year for my birthday, my wife conspired with my friends, and they all pitched money in together and got me a 360 as well.
Wow. That's cool.
Yeah, I know.
Isn't it good to have friends?
Well, it's really nice to have friends. And the good thing about my friends is we travel down the road together and back again. And they're friends and confidants. These are the kind of people that I just—they're all my wedding party. So there you go. You know what I mean?
Right.
I got a phone call. I'll have to call you back.
Okay. Thanks, Brock. Hello, you're on the air.
What up, man? How it going?
Hey, what's up?
How's it hanging?
You know, all alone.
This is Toby. I got a cold, so I sound different.
Hey, Toby, what's up?
Not much.
Knives and stabbing weapons.
Kill me now. So, how's it going, man? Did you play that Halo 3 yet?
No, I haven't had a chance. The box is still sealed on my table.
Alright, you're the last person to tell me that I gotta play it, so I'm gonna play it. But it sounds like the fucking pod people or something, where everybody's going to be addicted to this game. I'm a little bit scared that I'm not going to be able to come back.
I know. You know what's funny is I ignore any video game stuff now because I just don't have it. I don't have a 360, and it's like Bill will talk about, he'll talk about Halo, and I'm like, yeah, blah, 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 whatever. I can't play it, you know. It's probably the same thing as, like, when people talk about HDTV, and it's like, whatever. Don't have it.
I play Warcraft, so, you know, that's the same deal.
Oh, yeah, I played World of Warcraft for a while.
All right, so my friend told me last night that there was a girl on World of Warcraft, and she had her picture up in her profile, and in every picture she was missing, her foot was, like, cut off. So people did research and found this girl with her foot, and she has, like, a camel toe. She has, like, two toes, and that's it, on her foot.
What?
And people were following her around in the game saying that she had camel toe foot for a while. There was, like, groups of people that would just take shifts and follow her around the length of war.
You're like, okay, you take over, man. I'm going to get something to eat.
Locked off. It was crazy.
What?
But she quit playing.
I would, too. She has camel toe feet, and people in the game are taunting her. It's not even real life.
They were following her around.
She plays this game to get away from ridicule, and now she's being ridiculed. Wow. That's really sad.
Yeah. But she can re-log in, I suppose, as anybody else. But your character takes years to build. Someone just paid $9,700 to buy somebody else's World of Warcraft character.
What? Wow.
7,000 euro.
I only got up to level, like, 14 on that game. I couldn't get into it.
Yeah. I'm not very good. I just get, alter-stated and wander around and look at pretty things.
Yeah. I mean, it is an incredible-looking game, but I'm into sci-fi stuff. I'm like, what is this sword and sorcery crap? And it's too cartoony-looking.
It gets too complicated.
Yeah, did you see that? There's even like a truck commercial now with World of Warcraft where the avatars in the game, the toons, are driving like a new pickup, new Ford pickup or something.
Yeah, he drives into the beast's heart and pulls it out, and that's funny.
Yeah, but
I don't know if that's your target audience though. If you're selling trucks, you're not going to sell it to people that don't leave their house.
Yeah, it's not really. Yeah, they want virtual cars.
Awesome. Well, great show. I'm going to let you go.
All right. Thanks a lot, man. Thanks.
No problem.
Thanks for helping me out my solo show. Thanks a lot, Toby. But have you guys heard about this? I don't know if you guys have seen the trailer to Hitman, directed by Xavier Jens. I've never even heard of this guy, but Fox is taking the movie away from him because they said it's too violent. It's a hard R. They're cutting it down to a PG-13. The same thing they did to the new Die Hard movie. They're like, dude, what are you doing? This isn't an R movie. We need a PG-13 so everyone can go see it. So this guy directed a movie called... It's a French film called Frontières or something. But I heard... The article I read said if you watch this film, you would wonder why Fox even hired the guy in the first place, because it's incredibly violent. It's just this incredibly violent film, and for him to pick him to direct Hitman and then turn in a hard R violent film and then go, hey, what are you doing? We're taking this away from you. We got to cut it down. It's just completely idiotic from Fox's standpoint. You're on the air.
Well, good. This is Brock again. Sorry I had to bolt out so quick.
Oh, no problem, Brock. I took another phone call while you were gone.
Oh, yeah, I heard the tail end of it. And my comment on Hitman is the movie is called Hitman. Of course, it's going to be violent.
Yeah.
You know, if it was called Tea Party, then I'd be surprised.
That's another thing, is Hitman is a violent video game.
Yeah, it's awesome. And you can play it on the Xbox 360.
Nice. So basically they're like, we want a movie based on this video game that's violent, and we're going to hire an incredibly talented director who's directed an incredibly violent film, and we want a PG-13 movie out of this.
Well, if they can PG-13 Die Hard, they can PG-13 anything, apparently.
Right. And I've heard that's so they can sell the unrated DVD, right?
Well, they did it so they can make more money in the theaters, but yeah, the unrated DVD has to have all the curses.
That's what sucks.
Do you remember the broadcast television version of the Ferris Bueller's Day Off and the Breakfast Club when they say, like, flip you?
Yeah.
Okay, and you could totally tell in Die Hard, Live Free or Die Hard, that they dubbed it in, but they obviously probably had the real actors doing it.
Yeah.
Certain scenes you could totally tell. So, I digress. I'm on their Xbox Live with Bill. So once you get your feet wet and you with Halo and you feel comfortable with it, then we could totally play like all three of us together, or with a fourth person too, and just play the campaign together online. It'd be so much fun.
That does sound awesome. I love.
I can't believe it.
I've never played any version of Halo, but I've played like Medal of Honor and stuff like that.
Yeah, I mean, it's point and shoot. It's a first-person shooter. I mean, once you get used to throwing the grenades, and then we'll actually three of us can get together and a bunch of other people online, and we can just walk you through some extra basic stuff that you may not be able to pick up right away, like, you know, strafing and things like that, which are pretty simple concepts to pick up but are invaluable in, like, player games.
Right, yeah.
You got Bill on your side, man. You're going to be absolutely fine.
Sweet. And by the way, do you have a guess as to where Bill is right now?
My guess is... I think, honestly, that I don't think he's sleeping. I just think that he's stuck in traffic and he can't get home.
Yeah, that's possible. But you would think he would call me, though. He has my phone number.
And you have his.
Hey, in Halo, you can talk while you're playing, right? Like, I could talk to you while we're playing, right?
Not only can we talk while we're playing, we can actually go in a private chat and talk about, so everyone else can't hear us. Or if you're playing like Halo 3 and I'm just playing like Guitar Hero, I can talk to you on a private chat and we can be doing completely two different things and have a conversation.
Nice.
It's unbelievable. Yeah, so we can actually save money on phone bills if you could talk to people long distance.
So I could I could run a Y splitter out to my digital recorder, and we could do a Halo show.
You know, I have no idea. I'm just a caveman. My primitive.
A caveman. What are these voices I hear in my video game?
Yeah, you know, I wonder if there's on that caveman show they actually use that line.
I don't think they do. That, you know what that show is? They do a regular sitcom, but it's cavemen in it. Picture, like, that 70s show, only they're cavemen. There's no point to the show at all.
They don't have, like, you know, caveman problems, like their brow is too furrowed or they're hairy all over the place.
The whole thing is an allegory to black people, if you watch it. They're facing racist stereotypes and... There's this whole thing about how if you've been with a caveman, you'll never go back kind of thing. And it's just...
Really?
It's really poorly written. It's just a bad show.
I'm surprised it's poorly written because, you know, those commercials are actually pretty good.
You know, it would be a fine show if just take the caveman out.
And why? They'll call it Caveman for no other reason.
Yeah, just because... Yeah, that would have been funnier. It's called Caveman because the guys... have that mentality of men are better than women, women shouldn't work, they should be barefoot and pregnant. That's what it could have been.
Well, there was a Broadway show on that, defending the cavemen.
Yeah.
Tons of money.
That's right.
Off this concept. Yeah, and I mean, the funny part about that was that none of that material was completely original. He ripped it off everyone else, and he made a fortune using it.
Wow.
Antebert might actually know more about that than I.
Defending the caveman. I remember that was here locally for a while, too. I guess that guy traveled around.
He traveled around more than once. He was like the traveling show of Cats or Phantom of the Opera. He gets on going back and people kept on paying money.
You know what I hated, and I've never even seen it, is that Greater Tuna horseshit. Have you ever seen that?
I actually have seen Greater Tuna.
I've never even seen it, but the commercials annoyed the hell out of me. How is Greater Tuna?
I actually saw it in my college. They did it there. And it's weird. It's fine. It's harmless. It's a play like any other. But then, you know, don't forget I plug in college acting students doing it.
Right.
So, I mean, it's fine. I mean, it's unremarkable. How's that?
Yeah. That's what I figured. It's like, you know, I'd rather see Peter Cottontail performed by, you know, volunteer actors or something. Where did I pull that out?
The theater version.
I think that was the last thing I've seen live as a kid was Peter Cottontail. That's why I came up with that.
I saw the Snoopy one, the Good Man Charlie Brown, when I was a kid, and I couldn't understand why the man thought he was a dog.
Really?
I was five at the time. Yeah.
You know, it's funny you bring up the Peanuts, Snoopy, because Charles M. Schulz, there is this new documentary about his life. Have you heard about this?
Yeah, I thought it was a book, though. It's a documentary?
Well, it's a book, but I guess what I read was about an interview, but I think you're right. It is a book. But the family's not happy because they portray him as a very sad man. Very melancholy. Oh,
like Charlie Brown.
Right.
Right. Hello. That's why his main character is... melancholy.
But if you okay, let's say you created this wonderful Sunday morning comic strip or whatever, and you died. Would you rather them sugarcoat your existence or let people know how miserable you were?
Oh God, that's a tough one.
Yeah, because you
know, kind of a loaded question, man.
Like someday your kids are gonna read. It's like Daddy was depressed, or you know.
Well, I would hope my kids would know.
Yeah, they grew up with you.
Well, I don't know. I think all the signs are there, you know. If Charlie Brown's willing to pay a nickel to Lucy to get some free psychiatric advice.
Right.
And then also, just think about Charles M. Schulz as Charlie Brown. The whole thing makes sense. You know, maybe someone did pull out the proverbial football from underneath his feet every single day.
Oh, my God, you're right.
Maybe he couldn't get that kite out of that tree, you know. Maybe he wore the same shirt every single day.
The whole thing was a cry for help.
Right. Maybe you think about it. Maybe he was bald since the age of six, you know? Maybe there were problems that this man had that he put into the strip as Charlie Brown. No man who is happy, who is genuinely happy, can create a character as pathetic as Charlie Brown.
Wow, you're right. Because Charlie Brown was pathetic.
Yes. I mean, like, he's lovable. He's a lovable loser.
He's a blockhead.
The kid gets rocks. The kid gets rocks in his sack for Thanksgiving. Listen to me. For Halloween.
You're right. You know? And the Christmas tree was pathetic.
It's pathetic. Yeah.
And even his dog is smarter than him.
His sister is smarter than him. The sister gives him crap. His little sister gives him crap. His best friend has a blanket all the time. Carries his blanket all. I mean, this guy's pathetic.
Wow.
It makes total sense to me.
Charles M. Schulz was miserable.
it makes total sense to me. And what gets me was Charles M. Schulz was like, he didn't want to be like Jim Davis, who writes Garfield, for those who don't know. Jim Davis hasn't drawn Garfield in years. They have a team of people who do it.
Oh.
But he refused to let anyone else draw Peanuts because he wanted to do it. Now he's dead. They're rerunning old Peanuts.
Yeah.
It's still in the paper. I mean, this guy is laughing all the way to, you know, well, he's dead. So his kids are laughing all the way to the bank. It was based on his depressing life.
Well, as long as his family's happy, I hope.
Yeah, as long as his family's happy off of his misery, well, everything should be fine.
The Far Side guy, he stopped doing his too, didn't he?
Well, I like the fact that he stopped doing it because he said he ran out of ideas. Whereas Bill Waterston for Calvin and Hobbes was so anti-establishment that he hung it up early. And I read that he regrets his decision now. And one of the big things he didn't want to do was put Calvin and Hobbes on merchandise.
Oh, yeah.
And there was so much bootleg merchandise out there. If he just put official stuff out there, people would know who Calvin and Hobbes are today because that strip was awesome. That was my favorite strip of all time.
Have you seen the Calvin in front of the cross thing sticker?
No,
here in Texas, you know, we're in the Baptist belt. They have the stickers that you can put on your car, and it's Calvin kneeling like he's praying in front of a cross, like he's praying to Jesus.
Calvin?
Yeah, Calvin's the boy, right? Hobbes is the
Tiger. Yeah.
And they also have one with Hobbes peeing on like a Chevrolet logo or something.
Well, the Calvin peeing has been on mud flaps forever on those trucks. You know, the whole thing is described in a book called Calvin and Hobbes 10th Anniversary Book, and if you've never read that, it has a lot of the good strips of Calvin and Hobbes, and it's also described by Bill Waterston just quit. It's written by him, and it's a phenomenal read if you're at all interested at all.
Really? No, I am.
In the history of it. Yeah, you can probably get it for cheap.
I still don't get the Jesus sticker, though.
I don't see Calvin, the person who is the least religious of all in the comic strips has to be Calvin, right? I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, people. Please don't attack me. I don't know what I'm talking about here. But I don't understand why Calvin is in front of the cross, but, you know.
He's, you know what it is? He found Christ.
He's like six.
He's 6 years old.
He's 6 years old. He hasn't even been confirmed yet.
You know what?
His first confirmation.
I have a major problem with teaching children that stuff. I'm from the school of thought that wait till they're older and let them discover it themselves. Because the way I look at it is, you can teach a kid anything when they're a child. They think Santa Claus is real until you tell them otherwise. So they shouldn't even know religion until they're older and intellectually sound. But most adults aren't yet, so...
Well, we can have this debate if you'd like.
No.
on a very special Nowhere in Mulberry.
Very special lunchtime show, yes.
But my gist on that is that all my friends who went through, Catholic... the confirmations and all the my friends, my bar mitzvahs, who were, you know, Jewish friends. Most of them as kids just did it because their parents made them. But by the time they went to college, they understood and chose it for themselves. So they did go through that, I guess, religious conversion in their minds of, this is something I do believe, this is something I do value, and well, before I didn't really want to do it, now I'm glad it's in my life.
Right, but
and,
what... Oh, sorry,
that's
go ahead.
Important. You know, that's important to have a foundation in their minds.
Right, that's what is instilled, that foundation. You may not know any of the details, but what you do, what you learn as a little kid is the fantastical stuff, the fairy tale, I'm going to go to heaven when I die kind of stuff.
Well, if you want to put a correlation on it, when you, he said, mentioned Santa Claus, but here's a better one, I think. If you think about what we learned in elementary school about the first Thanksgiving, about how the Indians were our friends and taught us how to plant corn, and then if you get older and you learn American history over and over again, you realize that, of course, they missed out the big part that we stole their land, that we gave them blankets full of smallpox. Yeah, that kind of stuff is not mentioned at first. It's exactly the same kind of thing. If you think about it, you learn the basics, the absolute basics of a child, and as you get older, if you want to know more about your religion and the background of it, then you will or you can, and you get a fuller history of it. But, it doesn't take away the fact that you have that already as a foundation for you, or, a basis for the holiday, or in this case, the religion.
Right.
But, I'm talking off the top of my head here.
So where you saw the Ridley Scott film, Gerard Depardieu, Christopher Columbus, were you like, huh? When did this happen?
Yeah, dude, I didn't watch that.
You didn't? Ridley Scott's made a lot of films that it was kind of like, oh, okay,
Yeah, I thought it was 1492, and then Christopher Columbus, The Discovery. It was like the dueling asteroid film, 98. It was the Columbus film.
The best thing about 1492, though, is Vangelis. His score for that is awesome.
Didn't he do The NeverEnding Story also?
That I don't know. I know he did Blade Runner and Chariots of Fire, but that's about it.
Oh, then a different guy. I'm sure someone on the... I'm sure Andy knows who does the score for it.
What is Where Is Bill He Is Nowhere in Mulberry mean exactly in the chat room?
He's nowhere in Mulberry. He's lost in Mulberry. He's nowhere in Mulberry.
Oh, I get it. Where is Bill? I thought he was saying, where is Bill? He is nowhere in Mulberry. Who's this Jason chump? You're right. Bill is nowhere in Mulberry.
I have to go, but I helped you out a little bit here.
Thank you, Brock.
Enjoy your present, and I will be online this weekend, Xbox Live.
All right, I'll see you.
So we'll see if we can play online, okay?
Awesome. Thanks a lot, Brock.
See you later, buddy.
Have a good one. That was nice. Thanks for helping me fill the time, guys. How do people do solo shows? I hear, like, Tyler Hollywood doing a show by himself, and he's talking about... what is he talking about? Like... E-wrestling and stuff? How does he do that? I don't know. I guess you learn. Let's talk about E-showing. E-shows. Imaginary radio shows that you do in your head. And I'm struggling. Struggling! Okay, this news is for Andy from the Hollywood Saloon. I know he's a big Star Trek fan, as you heard on the Hollywood Saloon last Sunday. Eric Bana, the Incredible Hulk, will be the new Trek villain. And his name will be Nero. The evil Nero. Any more information? I have no clue. I don't know what's going on. But isn't that interesting? Good stuff. Good times. All right, anybody else wants to call in? 818-935-5132. Here on the Lunchtime Show. Good times. Good times. In great wine. You know what? I was wondering if maybe possibly the Lunchtime Show, maybe Bill is eating somewhere. That's why he didn't make it. It's possible. No, seriously, where the hell is Bill? Where is he? We're going to have to keep updates also on the forum once the show's over. He doesn't make the show. You know, one thing I should have done is kept Bill's phone number in the Skype number. Let's see. Let's do that. Hold on just a second here. Oh, somebody's calling me. Hello.
Hi, Jason. It's Heather.
Hey, it's my wife. How you doing?
Good.
Have you been listening to the whole show?
Yeah, it's been great so far. I thought Brock did a really good job.
Yeah, I learned a lot of sad stuff about Charles M. Schultz.
I thought that stuff about Calum Hobbs was really interesting.
So what did you think of... What did you think of the gift?
The day I was...
Go ahead, I'm sorry. Why don't you talk? So I'm interrupting you.
It was... You get an Xbox, is like... Yeah, I've dreaded for like the last 3 years since it's come out. I'll never see you again.
Yes, you will. Come on. But isn't that an incredible gift? Birthday gift?
Yeah, that was great. That's awesome. So the great friend to you and to the Wallstrom family.
I'm going to teach our daughter how to play Halo 3. It'll be a father-daughter experience.
That's a terrible idea.
Why?
It just is.
Do you want to kill Bill now?
But I don't.
Do you want to kill Bill now because of this?
No. I'd like for him to come back to the show.
Have I been pretty bad by myself, solo?
No, you've done a pretty good job.
Really?
Kind of silly. Yeah.
I did okay? Sorry.
Yes. I hate calling into my cell phone because I can barely hear you.
Oh, I'm sorry.
But I don't want to call from my work phone, so...
No, that's understandable. Okay. I mean, if they keep track of something like that, you could get in trouble.
Yeah. Yeah. I watched California Station last night.
You did?
Yes.
With David Duchovny. How was it?
It was very good, except I'm really tired of the stepdaughter character. She's very irritating.
Right.
And I learned that the guy who created that show wrote for Dawson's Creek.
Get out of here.
No.
I guess you got to start somewhere, right?
What was that?
You got to start somewhere.
Yeah. So that's kind of funny that he uses Katie Holmes as a reference in the show because she was on Dawson's Creek.
Oh, yeah, you're right. There's a big Tom Cruise, Katie Holmes joke in the running through the show where David Duchovny is a writer and they turned his book into a movie. And the movie was starring Tomcat. Hey, Heather, I see Bill has just signed in.
All right. 15 minutes left. Good job. Hey, well, have a great rest of the show. I'll be listening.
All right. I love you. Thanks for calling me.
Bye. Love you, too.
All right, bye. Now, Credo, I'm so sorry. You called me twice during that, but she was having phone problems. I just thought it would have complicated things if I answered. Oh, Bill's power went out. No problem, Bill. Let me see if he wants to call in. Let's see. And boom goes the dynamite. That is basically turned into something I say when I got nothing. And boom goes the dynamite. Is Bill here?
Hola.
Bill! Bill! Oh, God. Finally, oh, my God. You know what? Our listeners have bailed us out. We've had more phone calls than ever because they hear me struggling.
Oh, that's awesome.
Bill, how you doing?
My power went out this morning.
Oh, man.
And my phone, my cell phone, my iPhone is dead because I was listening to the iPod yesterday in a doctor's office, and I didn't plug it in last night. So I'm sitting here flying blind going, oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God.
And not only that, Bill, I can't think. I'm like getting ready for the show, and the doorbell rings, and the friggin' FedEx guy drops off this box. And
was it heavy?
Yes, very heavy. And I, first of all, I open up an envelope that was before the box, and it's a subscription to Xbox Live. So I'm like, huh?
Well, what the hell are you going to use that for?
Yeah, I was like, I don't have an Xbox. What the hell? So then Halo 3 and then Xbox 360.
Oh, my gosh. Who sent that?
You did. I've been talking about it the whole time on the show. Everybody knows. But I just got done talking to my wife about it, and...
Uh-oh. Oh, no. I'm so sorry.
I mean, wow, that was just way too generous, Bill. I can't, I don't know what to say, man.
You know me.
Thank you so
much. When I do something, I go big.
That's pretty big.
That is big.
I was just sitting there staring at it like, wow.
Is it pretty? It's the new Halo 3 edition.
Yeah, it's black with this kind of cool, like, worn kind of look to it.
Nice.
It's really sweet. And I was talking to Brock about it. Brock called in. We were talking about Xbox Live and stuff. And doing an Xbox Live show where we just record our conversations. And
that would sound horrible because the fidelity on Xbox Live
is
atrocious.
Wow. Is it like TeamSpeak, something like that?
Worse.
Wow.
Yeah, a lot of times you never know if you're going to like have an echo or something. It's bad.
Oh, I got you. Hey, the levelator will fix it.
Well, maybe, yeah. But not the echo.
Bill, I can't thank you enough, though. That's an incredible gift. Thank you.
Hey, not a problem, man. Happy birthday.
It's early, but still. That's why I said my birthday's come early.
Confused.
Yeah, that was funny. You said your birthday's on the 9th, right? And you go, no. Is it on the 10th? And I was like, no. But you know what? Hey, it's close enough. I'd rather have it now than wait till my birthday.
I thought it was on the 16th.
You were close, though. 26th.
Well, hey, you know, 6. I had a 6.
But
and you know what? If I played the lottery, I might get $100 off that ticket. Because I had a number.
You know, it came with these little gift things, like $20 off your next purchase and stuff to Circuit City. That's pretty sweet.
Oh, that's awesome. So then you can,
there's
you
like
know,
whatever
get NHL 08 or something.
Oh, God. Yes. So let me ask you this. Are the Xbox games in 1080p?
Yes. Some of them are. Like Gears of War is, and a few other ones are, yeah.
And this Halo 3 is, right?
It's kind of high def. It is high def, but it's... The developers of it concentrated more on getting the best look in the game and the most ability into the game,
right,
as opposed to like trying to kick it up all the way up to 1080p. So it's high def, but it's not.
But I mean, okay, I've never played any video games on my 56 inch. Am I going to be blown away?
Oh, definitely. Yeah, you're going to be like, holy crap!
Wow,
it's just. I remember the first time I played Dead or Alive on the Xbox 360 when I first got it on my high-def set, and I was just like, whoa, the water looks like water. The snozzberries taste like snozzberries.
Yeah.
You know, it just, it was really cool, really
well,
cool looking.
Already, the day was already fantastic, Bill, before that happened. I turn on the TV, and I'm flipping through channels. And I'm looking online. I check out Swanee's TVPredictions.com.
Swanee!
Swanee! How I love you! How I love you!
My dear old Swanee. And he's like, turn it to the Food Channel. I do.
No way!
Giada is in HD, Bill.
Oh, dear Lord, the cleavage.
That's right.
I think I might lose myself in the television now.
Not only that, Bill, but MGM HD. It's what it is.
Oh,
it's,
really?
It's MGM movies in original aspect ratio, 24 hours a day. And I was scrolling through there. Navy SEALs in HD.
No way.
Awesome. Not only that.
Nice.
Mad Max in HD.
Holy crap.
Flash Gordon.
Oh.
No, but I looked. I already talked about this on the show, but Friday they're showing a double feature of From Russia with Love and Goldfinger.
In HD.
In HD.
Dude.
Oh, the Billabong makes it?
Hey, you're on the air. Who is this?
What's up, partners?
Hey, it's Andy from the Hollywood Saloon.
Calling from the road.
Are you
in
on route?
Where's the traffic report?
The traffic report is crap, as usual.
How's it going?
I'm not going to do the voice.
Have you been able to listen to the show in the car, Andy? You have Wi-Fi radios?
I was listening to it. The last thing I caught was the very tail end of Brock calling in. And then I came out to the car, and I was going to call you because, you know, I wanted to, you were like, please call, somebody call.
I wasn't that bad.
And then you cracked me up because you did the non-drop Joe Namath yourself. You went struggling.
That's funny.
And,
hey, I called
but
it
Bill
as I saw it.
So great.
Yeah,
so
my power was out.
So I didn't get to hear the Love Fest. I wanted to hear the damn Love Fest. I'm going to have to listen to it in replay.
You'll have to listen to the podcast. You will, Andy. You know? You'll have to listen to the podcast.
I got to listen to the podcast. I expected to hear tears and man hugs and man love for the birthday present.
We kind of like fist pound. Just you're awesome.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do the little one arm pat on the back. Thanks, man. Yeah. Love you, man.
There's no ass slapping.
Yeah.
After Jason gave you a big, deep, wet kiss, and then it was like, oh, how about them bears? Yeah.
Right. Hey, how about the Halo? Let's go kill some stuff.
How about the Halo? Let's kill somebody.
Covenant needs some bullets.
Yeah, at least it still had to make you send it back.
Yeah. I don't think my wife, the last thing my wife said to me is, I'll never see you again. It's like, I'll be in the living room. Come on. That means she gets
all of a sudden, all the Nowhere Mulberries are repeats from now on.
Yeah.
Repeats.
They will come with a little message from me. Hey, guys, thought episode 20 was pretty good. Let's check it out.
Yeah. Let's hear it again.
We're coming up on our 100th episode, so we're going to start playing some old ones.
We're going to start from episode one.
Yeah.
There was a helicopter crash.
And 100 weeks from now, I'll be back with a live show.
Stop being used to my ability.
Hey, Andy, are you familiar with MGM's catalog of movies?
Sort of, kind of.
Don't they own the Rocky movies?
They do.
I believe they do.
Because I was talking to Bill about this.
Well, it was United Artists. It was United Artists for all of them, and then I guess United Artists was picked up by MGM.
And then Sony bought out MGM.
Really?
Is that right?
Yeah, like a few years ago, Sony bought MGM, so it's no longer like an independent studio.
Oh, yeah, that's a Joel Johnson question.
Well, the reason I was talking about it is there's this new channel called MGM HD, and they're going to show stuff like From Russia with Love and Goldfinger in HD.
Oh, nice.
And I'm hoping they show the Rocky movies. That would freak me out.
I want to see some little turtles in HD.
What were their names?
Those old Bonds in HD was really... really stinking sweet.
Yeah, I can't wait to see Goldfinger. But isn't From Russia with Love one of the greatest Bond movies ever?
Oh, without a doubt. It's very good.
From Russia.
It's all the Connery. What are you, crushing? You're saying someone else is better than Connery? Absolutely not. Impossible. Shocking.
Which do you
I'm more of a Roger Moore fan.
Roger Moore is a panjay.
Wasn't Roger Moore about 30 years too old to play Bond?
He was like 40 when he started, or 39 or something.
Well, that's not that bad, but still, he just looked like an old man.
But that's when he started. And then he did like, you know, what, 8 of them?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean...
God, I cannot, I'm going to, you know, for some reason it's just slipping out of my mind, but the one in San Francisco where he's on the...
A View to a Kill.
A View to a Kill. I just remember seeing that and going, God, he's old.
The worst, one of the worst Bond enemies in all of history.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Christopher Walken.
What I'm going to do is put a bullet in your head, or better yet, what's the name? Grace Jones Wilkes.
Oh, God.
Yeah, horrible.
That was frightening. What in the hell were they thinking?
There's this great part where Walken goes, he just says it. He goes, get him. Get him. And he's like not even trying, it sounds like. Get
I
him.
I need to find
get
some
him.
Drops of that. Get him.
And he's got the most does he have a worse hairstyle in that or in Batman Returns?
Batman Returns. Remember his name was Max Schreck.
Yeah, he looks like Mark Twain or something.
I am the mayor of Gotham.
I am the bad guy. Why does he gotta talk like that in claws all the time?
Did it ever make any sense to you guys how Catwoman kills him at the end with the taser or whatever?
Yeah.
What the hell is that?
I don't know. That whole movie was just a build-up to the penguin pallbearers.
Yeah. I love those giant penguins. That was awesome.
That was the best part of the entire movie. I just went, okay, that's badass.
How cool is it that the penguins were sad when he died?
Yeah, they looked down.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I just remember that Waddle pallbearing, and I was just like, oh, that is the best film I've ever seen ever.
Genius.
Speaking of Batman Returns, you know, I've been on my classic gaming kick. I picked up Batman Returns Sega CD.
Oh, God.
Wow.
Were you driving the car?
That game is awesome, right?
I don't know. I haven't been able to play it yet. I have to look up my Sega CD and Genesis.
Go into the, if you can get it working, go into the cheat codes. And get to the boat level. Because when you get to the boat level underground, it's badass. It's absolutely fantastic. I would own a Sega CD just for that one game. It's incredible.
Well, you were talking to me about it the other night, and I was like, you know what? I never played that. I need to find it. So I went and found it. And
there's a way you can skip all the platforming. You can skip all the platforming and only go to the sequel stuff. It made that system.
Is there any penguin pallbearers in it?
That I don't remember.
Damn,
that would rock.
I had my big old fat Sega CD joystick, plopped it up on my big old belly next to my drink, and I'd play that sucker for hours, man. It was awesome.
Along with Sewer Shark. Dog
Beach. Sewer Shark. And Night Trap.
Hey, Andy, did you ever finish Sewer Shark? Did you get to the end of Sewer Shark?
Yes, I did. I did, and the only way that I finished it was I had a buddy who would say, left, right.
Oh, you know what I hate about that game where they go, recharge, and I'd go the wrong way?
Yeah.
Yeah, you'd have to go into that recharge pit area and...
Yeah.
Oh,
no, the
God,
only
I hated
way that,
that
I got through it was only I got through it was a buddy had, you know, he would give me the command if he was watching that, then I would be able to steer quicker. So yeah,
that's smart.
Hey, Andy,
I could never beat it on by myself.
We got 30 seconds left, guys.
Oh, damn it!
We'll have to let you go, Andy. Thanks for calling in, buddy.
All right, guys. See you later.
Have a good one.
See ya.
All right, guys, that was a lunchtime show. Bill is back. We found him. One of the guests, Bill, was that you were in Guantanamo Bay. I'm glad you weren't there.
Oh, yeah.
That would have sucked.
I was going to the airport, and I was sent by rendition.
All right, everybody. Lunchtime show, nimpodcast@gmail.com. Write us. Have a good one.
You're listening to Talk Radio. The Talk of Mulberry.